earth moves, policy changes, our leaders respond, but we've got to use our voices. By some estimates, around 3 million, my friend Cam from Appleton texting me on our text line that over 5 million Americans showed up this past Saturday to send billionaires like Elon Musk and Donald Trump and Howard Lutnick and the whole lot of them a very clear message. You do not get to experiment with the world economy and the federal government at the expense, literal expense, cha-ching, cha-ching expense, but also the expense in terms of our lives, our quality of life, the quality of our healthcare, our education systems, our veterans benefits, all of that. You do not get to jimmy around with this as if it was some plaything for the billionaire class. That's what I feel is going on. They're like, oh, we don't have any plan. We'll just break it a little bit, see what happens. We're billionaires. We're fine. It's fine if the regular people, you plebeians, get hit with a bunch of pain. And yeah, I had this thought on Friday afternoon. Very clear. I was like, oh my gosh, the next thing that the MAGAs are going to do is start name calling. They're going to start making fun of people who are outcrying, who are criticizing the Trump administration for all of this economic chaos. They're going to start calling people names like, oh, you're a wussy if you can't put up with a little economic pain. Tell that to a senior citizen that's on a fixed income, whose only income might be their Social Security check. They're going to start name calling. Oh, you're not a real patriot. Just put up with a little pain. It'll be fine, you wuss. That is coming. That is coming. We have to stand up and say, causing middle-class people intentional harm, both economic and about the quality of our life, and then calling people names when we complain about it is not okay. But that's coming. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Ralph from Milwaukee, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Did you check out one of the protests this past Saturday, and do you think they'll make a difference?
Well, I was at Saturday's event here in Milwaukee, and I got to admit that when the speaking, it was tough to see them because the signs were held so high, you could only hope that the sound system was better.
Yes.
And I got to admit that my sign was one of probably thousands that were there. And do I think it's going to make a difference? Well, I don't know if it'll make a difference in Washington, D.C., per the current administration, but I would hope it would affect our congressional representatives. Now,
yes.
I happen to be in Gwen Moore's district, and I know that Mark Pocan, the two Democratic cities those two people cover, Milwaukee and Madison, were well represented. But it's the rest of the state that I would hope would kind of wake up to some of the stupidity that's going on. And it's a situation where I'm looking at the Commerce Department, by the way, is the gentleman's department that he's responsible for.
Yeah, Lutnick is Commerce, Bessent is Treasury.
Right. And so I was looking at things that the federal government does that are services, like the National Weather Service, the U.S. Postal Service. It's a service, and it's something where when you gut those with the poor service that you're providing now and you're getting everybody mad at them, it's something where they're going to use that as a justification. Well, that's why we want to privatize them. And
yeah, privatization isn't the answer here. Like, public education isn't a for-profit business. Like, that's not what delivering our mail is, an essential thing, right? Like, that's what Ralph is getting at. I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you for calling, Ralph. Keep participating. Susan from McFarland, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say?
Oh, hi. Well, thank you for taking my call. That was quick. I was at the one in Madison this weekend. It was an amazing opportunity for everybody to talk about what was on their mind, and it was an amazing experience. But also, I have called for the last 2 weeks every senator in the Senate each of their offices, either leaving a message on their voicemail or with a staff member, talking about the things that are really important. And right now it is the illegal deportation of people to El Salvador. And this week it's the Fed and the FDIC that are coming next. So for me, it is also doing two things. It takes me about an hour and a half that I call everybody and I leave a message or I talk to somebody and tell them I'm upset and the reason why I'm upset and asking them to hold the line.
I love it, Susan. Keep picking up the phone. Keep dialing. Keep making sure that your voice is getting heard. One way to do that is on this fine program, 855-752-4842, 855-CIVIC. Jean from Eau Claire. Hello, my friend. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Oh, I think that these protests are outstanding. They're visual confirmation that Americans do not appreciate what Trump's doing. It shows our allies. It shows others who don't quite know how they feel or who are afraid, and it shows that that we don't agree with what they're doing here and that Americans still want democracy. They still care about fellow Americans, and I'm so proud of them. And I learned years ago that the way to get your representatives to pay attention is to show up in groups. Otherwise, they make excuses for it or say, I didn't hear from anybody. And I'll tell you something. Today, I started calling some of ours from Wisconsin, and they were answering their phones with the exception of, you know, Van Gordon. So anyway, Van Orden, thank you very much, and keep up the great work. I'm so proud of everybody.
Thanks so much, Jean. Always lovely to hear from you. Here's what I noticed at the protest that I went to in Milwaukee. The age range was enormous. People had their kids out, babies in strollers, elderly folks in walkers with canes in wheelchairs. I saw disabled folks. I saw black and brown folks. I saw LGBTQIA folks proudly flying their flags. I saw people with American flags reclaiming what patriotism means. And you know what I felt amongst those people? Solidarity, friendship, kindness, a general spirit of community. I didn't feel like I was about to get jacked in the back of the head by somebody who might be a little ticked off if I might disagree with them. We're going to leave this here for just a few minutes. We're going to bring on Bill Keaton, Chief Advocacy Officer at Vivint Health. We're going to rejoin this conversation on the other side. First, we're going to talk to Bill a bit about what Donald Trump's draconianly cruel cuts to the CDC means when it comes to AIDS prevention. Right here at home. You're not going to want to miss that.